This is the Lifted Life Podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life. Let's do it.
Today it's episode 35, Appreciation.
All right, folks, today we're talking about the topic of all topics. And before we jump right into it, I think it's really important that we discuss the other word that we use a lot, which is gratitude. And we kind of go back and forth on whether or not appreciation and gratitude are the same thing. I often feel like they are.
I feel like they're interchangeable, but when you get specifically down to it, I feel like appreciation is something you can do.
You can appreciate something.
Yeah, you can appreciate something and it appreciates. Gratitude is something has to be done and then you're grateful for.
But you could just be grateful.
It's past tense, right? It's something has to already have happened to be grateful for.
That's how I see it.
I see appreciation as something that you do or that you're appreciating, and it's like a verb.
This is where it gets
ugly. It's going to get scary if you want me to talk about grammatics.
The reason I want to bring it up is just because I do use them interchangeably. I'll be like, oh, I just feel so grateful for this moment. And then I'll just say, I just feel so much appreciation for this moment. And then I always get tripped up. And sometimes I won't even say it because I'm like,
you know what I'm going to say.
You're going to like, well, do you really mean grateful or appreciation?
I feel like they are interchangeable, but I do feel like appreciation is more powerful.
Okay. So for that reason.
In higher vibration, I do believe.
Yeah. There was another theory I think you've said that you have to, like when someone gives you a gift, you're like, say thank you. And it's kind of like, I'm not worthy.
Yeah.
And then whereas appreciation is like, just appreciate the heck out of that gift. Yeah. Same idea, but I don't think it's always this kind of not worthy.
I feel like, yeah, like it's like, I'm grateful. I didn't deserve it, but I'm so grateful that I got it. That's why I don't.
Yeah. Really versus like it. Appreciation is just.
You're owning it.
I'm amazing. Yeah. This is amazing. Everything's amazing. Mm-hmm. I think both words are great and we will be using great, both of them throughout the show.
Just know when you say grateful, you mean appreciative.
Okay, so I'm reading a book. It is called Thank and Grow Rich. And this book's written by Pam Grout. And it's a really great book.
And it's not Think and Grow Rich.
Right. It is kind of a play on the old classic Think and Grow Rich. And she basically says that, you know, it's not actually about thinking and growing rich. It's about thanking and growing rich. And it's actually not so much about rich as far as money, but instead of it's about this kind of abundance mentality that there's plenty, more than enough of everything. And so when you spend your time in gratitude, in giving thanks, in appreciation, then more of that will come to you.
Do you notice, does she use one word over the other?
I haven't noticed a lot of the word appreciation in the book. I have not. But instead it's more about just, yeah, the
At the end of the day, it's whatever you personally feel about it. It doesn't really matter what I think.
So from that book, I've learned a couple of really cool things that I'd love to talk about. And one of them was just a simple line, a simple subheading, and it said, stop thinking, start thanking. And I loved that line so much that I felt like we could even do just a whole little mini show on that concept. Because as we all know, our mind can be this overrun place with worries and hesitations and regrets and basically misery, because our mind is stuck constantly in the past or in the future. It can't just be happy right here and right now. And so if you are engaging in thinking, then you're most likely engaging in thinking about the past or the future. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, when you're in a flow state, you can use critical thinking skills to solve a present moment problem. But often when we're thinking, we are overthinking, we're ruminating, and it's not actually getting us anywhere.
Yeah, I've heard it explained another way. I heard that your brain is always trying to predict what's going to happen. And it uses the past to predict the future.
Right. Which
in the now, there is no prediction needed. And that's when the brain freaks out and can't normalize that and wants to go one or the other.
One or the other. Yeah. It feels safer when it's in the past or the future. But guess what? That's not where any sort of bliss happens.
Right.
That's where all the suffering and struggling happens. And so if you can use that one sentence, that one idea. To stop thinking and start thinking. What I love about this is this idea that our brain wants a job. And if you don't give it a job, it'll do the typical stuff of the mind. Mm-hmm. Ruminate, find old problems to try to fix in the future. But if you give it a new job, and this new job just might be in the realm of appreciation, gratitude, or giving thanks, then you are now elevating your vibration. You are no longer stuck in the space of suffering. You are literally looking for reasons to appreciate. And so that one line, stop thinking and start thanking, is this guideline, this amazing way to enhance your vibration, to enhance your appreciation, and to just feel so good. So if you don't give your mind a job, it will find one. And the job it will find is basically finding problems. It's a problem-finding machine. And then you stay stuck in this problem-based thinking. So instead, the challenge within this whole book, which I lovingly encourage you to pick up, is to spend your time and energy and focus on reasons to appreciate, to be grateful.
Yeah, I think I was keeping in my journal, I was trying to keep track of how many things I can appreciate in one day. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to get where I'm doing it subconsciously. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not setting little goals for myself to do. I just want myself naturally doing that. Mm-hmm. And I haven't got there yet. But one of the things I noticed or I came across is sometimes when you see things, and the best way to describe it is jealousy. Like, I want that, or I wish I had that.
Someone else has something
And I see someone else doing or having that. The best way I can describe it is jealousy, and maybe it's not. But then I've kind of realized it's not bad that I'm jealous. It's just that I want that. Like, mm-hmm. I like that. And then I can also appreciate that they have that. And the appreciation that they got that means I can get that too.
Right. If they can get that, that means I can get that.
Yeah. And start reframing that in a way that, and use appreciation to get there.
Or
to me,
even,
that's the vehicle, and gratefulness would never have got me there.
Or even like totally woo and deeper is that because we're all connected, them having it kind of means you have it too already.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But for me, it works better knowing that if they got it,
means I can get it.
It's possible that I can get it too.
Right.
Not so much a judgment or comparison thing. It's just like, if it was done, it can be done.
Right. Yeah. It's a reframe, changing the way you think about it. But for me, I think the really exciting thing is not only are we shifting away from worry, fear, anxiety, and what could go wrong, but we are switching over to what can I be grateful for? Is it just the way the sun is hitting the leaves, the vibrancy of the green on the trees? Is it the way the animals hop? That's funny. Just everywhere I'm looking, can I express some sort of appreciation about this? Mm-hmm. And that is the new setting. So we come with the factory setting of this happiness, but somewhere along the way, our mind starts to become this problem solving machine. It's a safety mechanism that we have. And so we are all about getting back to that factory setting of amazement and wonder and joy and laughter and bliss based on what we are looking for. So the really cool thing about it is that if you're struggling with depression or anxiety or any other mood related issue, this strategy of stop thinking, start thanking, not only solves that problem, but then it elevates your frequency even more because there's something that clicks when you're looking for reasons to appreciate. You find more of it, then you get new ideas, then you're feeling more creative, and then you're stepping into new circumstances, and then you're meeting new people, and then you're, so it's just this really cool chain of events from switching from thinking to thinking. It's beautiful.
I think I was going to say the same thing that I think you're alluding to is that I feel like there is a chain reaction with appreciation.
Yeah.
Like once you, and it can be the smallest thing, like you said, just the way the sun's hitting the leaves or something small. But I feel like once you do that, then there's one more thing. And then a chain reaction happens where you're actually feeling pretty good. Mm-hmm. In a short period of time.
Yeah, in my journal sometimes, because I love to journal, but there's times where if things kind of feel heavy or like they're going the wrong way, I want to write about those things that are happening. But if instead I shift over to, well, what's going great? What can I appreciate? It may just be the pen that I'm using that I enjoy. And I write that, I really like this pen and I really like this paper and I actually like my seat. I like this, I like that. And you start listing out things that are good. And one thing leads to another, and if I write down coffee, then I better write my husband. Oops, didn't mean for coffee to come first. And here you are just listing all these things out. Although there's just a study out that's talking about the effects of 5G, a 5G world and coffee, and how it is disruptive for gut health. Look, I'm not saying put down the coffee. I'm just saying be mindful of it. Okay? Don't you roll your eyes at me, Mr. Tim Hall. So anyway, you were listing out all these things you're grateful for and or that you appreciate. And see, I knew that it was going to do twerk. So, and it just lifts your vibration and it gives your mind a job to do. And what better job than feeling good? What better job than appreciating, because it brings more of what you want? So that's another little exercise. Side note,
We use vibration interchangeably with energy.
Yeah.
And I think if you're not familiar with that word or it sounds weird, it does sound weird at first, but it just means raise your energy, raise your
mood.
Your mood, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually prefer the word vibration because energy is vibration, but I think some people, they're new to this, they're like, what the hell are they talking about? But that's what we're talking about.
Right. Mood is...
Yeah.
Yeah. Change your energy, your vibration, your mood. Awesome. What else? Should we take a quick break to talk about a recent review that came in? And I actually don't even know if this was for our Bifidus Mood Boost or our Mood Boosting Probiotic, but I just wanted to share JJC's 5-star review that said, I've noticed a change. I love the whole idea behind probiotics and prebiotics. I feel less anxious and more focused after a month of taking these. This, along with a good diet, I believe, could do wonders for people. So, of course, we are all about those lifestyle changes, not just the food you eat, but the stress that your body is under. I think that's one of the least talked about ways to improve your gut health is to reduce your stress. So finding ways that you just literally chill down, that is actually good for your gut health, as well as the light exposure that you are in. So for instance, more sunlight, less artificial light, especially at night. And of course, a variety of fruits and vegetables and fiber can be really beneficial for your microbiome. So we always do a quick little mini highlight of one of our probiotics, because as you may or may not know, the Lifted Life podcast is brought to you by liftednaturals.com. That's our biz. That's the whole reason we started this thing. But obviously, we don't want to just sit around and talk about probiotics and gut health, even though it's kind of cool and interesting. We are all about the big picture.
To kind of tie back in, you made a comment about stress and gut health. Mm-hmm. When you're appreciating, you're not experiencing stress.
Right. Yeah.
So there's
an amazing way to
good example. If you're stressed out, one thing you can do is just switch over to appreciation and try to find something you can appreciate.
Yes.
And I've heard some great stories, and I won't be able to retell them to as well as they did. But basically, like, people say, well, I don't have anything to appreciate. Like, everything in my life is horrible. I have a horrible boss, this, and this. Well, they kind of went through the list like, okay, well, you can appreciate at least your boss is consistent. He's always horrible. Mm-hmm. Like,
or you have a job. Yeah. Right. If you have a boss, that means you have a job. Yeah. Some people don't have a job. So you have a paycheck coming, probably.
And you can appreciate that he's always horrible. And then you can appreciate, well, at least he has some good qualities because he's consistent. And then, like, he went down this whole rabbit hole of basically.
There's always something.
There's always something. And you can always get to a good feeling position eventually.
And if you're struggling with getting to that good feeling, then it probably means you're stuck in a habit of identifying the problems. Don't be so hard on yourself. That's just a habit you've established. It's not who you are. It's not your personality. It's not your genes that you're just naturally negative. It's just your habits.
And really, it's probably just a story you're telling.
Most likely. But the story you're telling is a habit. So it's supernatural and easy for you to go to what is wrong and what is broken and what needs fixed, because that is your current your setting. But our factory setting, as we said, is joy and wonder. And so we're all about going back to that happiness of the factory setting. So I totally love how you tied that in, how appreciation can enhance your microbiome. Boom. That's like a subtitle for the show. We'll have to put that in there.
That one's free too.
Yeah, you don't even have to buy that one on Amazon or directly from our website, www.liftednaturals.com. Yeah, and speaking of which, so we currently have 3 reviews for the show over on iTunes. Wah, wah. Wah, wah. We need to have more than that, because the more we have, the more people that iTunes will show this podcast to people. So if you're loving the show, and I know some of you are, you send me love notes, and I appreciate it so much. Go on in there. I think in order to leave a review, you have to search the name. Even if you already subscribe to us, you search for the podcast, and then it will allow you to go over and leave a rating and review. But if you just click on the cover art or click on the podcast without searching for it, it won't pull it up. Trickster. And there's probably other areas that we could use reviews for the podcast, but I don't know how all those work over on Google Play or something. Do they have reviews?
Yeah.
We could have some really strong haters or lovers over there and not even know. Sometimes it's better not to know these things. My best advice is wait till you're in a place emotionally that you can handle it before you go and read what people have to say about you. But you know what? People saying stuff is simply a sign that you're doing something. If people don't have anything nasty to say, you're probably not putting yourself out there.
Yeah, but you know, whatever anyone says, it's about themselves, not about you.
Right. This is true. But if you're not in a strong place emotionally, it can be very damaging.
Yep.
So elevate your space and your vibration with appreciation. All right. Well, any other final words, Mr. Lifted?
I don't think so, Miss Lifted.
We are recording this on Father's Day, so I want to do a quick shout out to Mr. Lifted over here across the table. He's an amazing dad, and we have had a fun day celebrating him. So you may or may not know he is a boss dad, which basically means he is, you know, a business owner who is a dad. We have a couple kids, and he's really nailing this fatherhood thing. So props to you, Dad.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you have an amazing, lifted week. Appreciate the heck out of your life. Talk to you next week.